T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And right now we welcome in the mayor of the city of Hartford, the Honorable Luke Bronin. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Good. How you doing?
We're good. We thank you for getting up early
Memorial
Day. We figured we were the only two people who were awake, and by virtue and by virtue of the first 3 hours of the show, we hope we were the only
probably
people
a good
awake.
Thing, yeah.
So, exactly. So, yeah. Mayor, we're five days into the reopening phase one. From your constituents, from your places of business, what have you heard about it, the way things have gone?
You know, I think it's been a pretty calm and quiet reopening, which from my perspective is good. You know, we worked with our restaurants and other businesses to make sure that they were in a position to open safely and responsibly, and we're quick and creative in helping them do it. But I'm also glad that people don't seem to be, you know, rushing out and throwing caution to the wind. So I think a gradual reopening is the right way to do it.
Mayor, I know some cities, Chicago, that's been an issue, a number of cities, where people said, I've just had enough of this. Let's get all our friends together and let's partay. Are you having trouble with that, or are people complying more or less?
We have had some issues with that. You know, in particular, last weekend, which was a beautiful weekend, we had some trouble late night. We had some big gatherings that formed. I don't know whether it was spontaneously or planned, but some outside, some house parties. And you know, we did our best to disperse those, to break them up in a way that was too aggressive, but responsible. And we're going to keep doing that. But for the most part, look, the vast majority of people, I think, are being careful. But it only takes a small percentage of the population to get some really visible gatherings that make people nervous.
When you hear when you're alerted, or whoever in your administration is alerted to the fact that maybe people are expressing the rules a little bit, do you send out an officer there? How do you handle that?
We do. We've got our police going out and doing their calls. Yesterday, we had a whole bunch of our DPW guys out there, actually, particularly in our parks. We had some golf carts out, and they were just riding around reminding people to keep distant and keep safe. And that was just a way to do it that wasn't enforcement-focused. It was just focused on reminding people and sharing the word. So we're trying to do it in a whole bunch of different ways. But when we have gatherings where people are really just thumbing their nose at the remaining requirements, we'll send our cops out there and we'll break things up.
I mean, is there... You know, you probably can't. Fines? Would there be fines involved? Could it be putting them in jail? What do you do?
You can. I mean, we have not. That's not the first thing that we're doing. The main goal is to try to keep people safe by breaking crowds up. And I think the best way to do that is try to be quick and get ahead of things before gatherings get really big. You know, we did last weekend have some gatherings, particularly late at night, where big groups of people formed, and then our cops had to play catch-up and disperse. And that's a really tough thing to work with. And they've got to do it delicately and carefully and de-escalate, not escalate. And they did a great job at it. But what they tried to do this weekend was to get ahead and make sure that as soon as there were any signs of groups gathering, that they, in a respectful and friendly way, helped break things up.
Mayor, how difficult is it in the city for businesses that don't open not to feel peer pressure that they can get beaten to the punch and have customers taken away if they don't open? Is that are you worried about businesses feeling that kind of peer pressure?
Well, look, I know that's what My understanding is that's what Governor Lamont heard from a lot of the barbershops and beauty salons, was that they, you know, there are some that were really anxious to reopen, and there were others that were really worried about reopening, but they were afraid that if they didn't, they were going to have their customers poached. And, you know, I think there are some businesses that are more vulnerable to that than others. I'm not sure I worry about that all that much when it comes to restaurants, because, you know, people try different restaurants. People go to different restaurants. When you got those businesses where there's a special relationship, or you usually have one place that you go to, then I think there are concerns from business owners. I've heard some of them. I've heard some of them, you know, directly to me, and then I've heard some of them just widely expressed that people do feel pressure to open up, even though they're worried about their employees or themselves or their customers.
How many restaurants have taken advantage of the ability now to have seating outside? You said you were going to be the governor said, too, you'd be pretty lax about it, or at least understanding. Yeah.
No, it was important to us to be friendly and good partners with our businesses. So we set up a really quick and easy permit application. We've worked with businesses that had creative proposals. You know, we were over at Jay's Restaurant on Washington Street a couple of days ago, where they put a bunch of gazebos out in the parking lot and really converted it into an outdoor space. The Park Zone Market, which just opened up and has expanded what is a pretty cool patio into the parking lot already. But the truth is, we haven't had that many that have submitted special permits. You know, any restaurant that already has an outdoor seating area, they can just use it. They don't need to have a special permit. But we've had about a dozen that have applied for special permits, and I think we've had a bunch more that have begun the process or are exploring it. But we'll work with any of them, and we'll work quickly.
And as we saw Saturday, though, you can make all these great plans to have outdoor dining, and when you get hit with rain like we had, even if you're under a gazebo, people aren't crazy about doing that. So,
yeah, look, I think that's one of the challenges for restaurants in this transition period, and why a lot of them may not be taking advantage of it, because you gotta call your staff in, you've got to order food, you've got to make investments, and it can still be a risky proposition. And when you only have the capacity to serve, you know, some percentage of what you'd normally be able to serve indoors, that's a tough call. So I certainly understand those restaurants that have not reopened, and I understand the frustration of those restaurants that feel like they're stuck in this limbo right now. But I think that this phased incremental approach is the right way to go. You know, like we've talked about before, the reality is this virus hasn't gone anywhere. It's not any weaker than it was before. There's no vaccine. And we have far more new cases every day today than we did when everything shut down. And so the main tool we still have to combat this is social distancing and, you know, responsible precautions. And so we can't stay totally closed indefinitely. People have got to come back. But as they do it, doing it carefully, cautiously is the right way.
Hey, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned the market that just opened. There in West Park, in the old warehouse,
they've
turned in. I mean, it sounds like Faneuil Hall. It sounds like it's great.
It's great. It's great. And you know, it's obviously a really tough time to open a food hall.
Yeah.
But they've got, and there are a number of businesses that have not yet opened there. You know, restaurants and food vendors that have not yet opened there. But there's a really good selection already over there. I had some samples from five or six places the other day, and it was all delicious. And they did an incredible job of converting what was a vacant, old warehouse into a really cool food hall. And I think it's going to be a new nerve center in the Parkville neighborhood, which is already a pretty energetic neighborhood, you know, where you have a lot of creative enterprise and breweries and the Axe Throwing Place and all kinds of other stuff that have sprung up. So it's there's a lot of excitement there. And, you know, I think that's just one of the stories right now, where we had tremendous momentum coming into this pandemic, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, this may slow us down a little bit, but it won't stop us. We're going to keep pushing forward and recapture that energy and momentum. And the fact that Parkville Market was able to open right now, I think, is a pretty good sign.
Mayor, thanks for the time, as
thanks
always.
Being on.
We'll talk
thanks,
to you
guys.
Next week.
Happy,
thank you.
Happy Memorial Day, and,
you too.
And God bless everybody who has sacrificed for us.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Mayor Luke Broner.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.